The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you love pickles, like I love pepinos, ooh, that's pickle in Spanish, you're going to love food news. Otto's going to update us now. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I don't care who you are, climate change is real. The earth is warming, and unfortunately, we are its first witnesses. We're creating our own demise. Iceland has its first mosquitoes.
Oh.
In the history of the planet, there are now mosquitoes in Iceland. It was once one of the only places to be mosquito free. Not anymore. Gosh, this is scary.
So that means global warming's happening?
It's been happening, but nobody believes
it. Wait, how does that mean global warming?
Because it's warm enough to support mosquitoes.
To support mosquito, the life of mosquitoes. All right. You know what's crazy to me is anybody arguing over keeping the earth clean. Why do you want to make it dirty?
What are we supposed to do? I mean, I get it. I feel it.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think anybody should make argument about it. And to move toward clean energy. Let me tell you why. We were ahead when it comes to building cars and manufacturing. The USA. USA. You know who's putting 72% of their GDP into solar and electric and all of that? China. No, we are not going to let China win anything.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's us or them. I think if mosquitoes are in, where did you say, North Pole or where are they at?
They're in Iceland.
If they're in Iceland, it's a global issue.
It's already,
yeah,
exactly.
We're all in it together. So
let's keep the earth clean. She's the only planet we have. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
The Pickle Witch, which is the pickle sandwich from Jimmy John's, is back by popular demand. They're going to even put tuna on pickle, which looks delicious to me.
I just want the pickle in between the bread.
No, the pickle is the bread.
No bread on this one.
Okay, now I'm really going. That is so good. Otto, don't I put a bunch of pickles in our tuna salad? Isn't it amazing every time?
That's what I'm saying. The Pickle Witch with tuna? Come on.
Carb-free?
That's amazing right there.
Yeah, that's good.
And nice and sour. Anthony, you love a good pickle.
I love pickles. Mainly pickles in the pouch.
Are you even Hispanic if you don't eat pickles?
No, I don't think so. I swear to you. All my friends, I don't know what it is, but like we would even go to Sonic. And I don't know where about every Sonic, but the town I lived in, they did pickle ice.
Pickle ice?
So you know they have the best crushed ice, and they would put pickle juice in it? Oh my gosh, my mouth is watering right now. I don't know if they do that everywhere.
I love me a good pickle shot, like a pickle back shot. And then the only place I'm anti-pickles is I don't do pickles in the movie theater. I think it's rude to smell other people's pickles.
I'm a rude person. I sneak mine in.
Oh.
Sorry, AMC. Sorry. All right, anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
It is United Nations Day.
Hey!
We're sitting here talking about global unity. There it is.
Keep Mother Earth clean.
And we also have National Food Day. Now, this is encouraging you to eat all raw and real foods.
Real food. Nothing that can live more than a week. Like Twizzlers. That's not it today.
But we're going to completely flip this on you because it is also National Bologna Day.
Oh, yeah. That's not real food at all. That's like hooves and kale.
You know what?
Whatever.
They should put the bologna in the pickle sandwich at Jimmy John's.
Oh,
I would try
God,
that.
That'd be so good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Free candy was being thrown out at a parade. Now, as usual, all the kids are running and parents are running with their kids and picking the candy up. And inside this candy were needles.
Which is crazy.
I cannot even understand why somebody would do something like this other than trying to harm children. You have to wonder, where did the candy come from? Nobody throwing it. Come on. I really don't believe that anybody throwing the candy knew. You're out in the middle, you know, of the public. Everybody sees you. Somewhere along the line, something happened to this candy. Here is KPRC talking about that. Take a listen.
Police say that they received several calls from concerned parents after that homecoming parade yesterday because of needles found in the candy that was picked up at that parade. Now, overnight, police alerted the public about this on a Facebook post.
All they know is that there were needles in a lot of candy. It wasn't just one person that found it.
The one that I saw was a Kit Kat, and they had like a pin inside of
it. Yeah, inside the Kit Kat.
And when you're opening one of those little individual Kit Kats, you're not going to look for a small little
pinhole. Well, this is our cue, everybody, to check every single piece of candy our children get this Halloween. I always check the candy.
Yeah, did you guys go through your daughter's candy when she was
all the time? Yeah. Well, Otto would go through it to eat it. I would actually look. Because
I would tell her I need to inspect it to make sure everything was healthy.
You can always tell when you have those individual candies if something's been unwrapped. Throw it away. away. Get rid of it.
I remember growing up, too, they would, like, oddly warn us about razor blades and apples. That was crazy to
me. Who was giving out apples, though?
Yeah, that's what I always thought.
My neighbor.
You have a razor blade?
No. So no razors or anything. Mm. I said last week I used to go trick-or-treating by myself since I was five, and I did. I would just walk around a block in whatever costume my grandmother made me that year or whatever. My grandma was cool with the candy apple. Let me put it out there. We all knew who she was. But what am I supposed to do? She would have a tray of candy apples, and I would take it. But then I had a pillowcase in one hand and a candy apple in the other. It was
your
so...
Your little five-year-old hand couldn't handle all that.
Every year, I'm like, lady, and I love the... And it, one year, she would do candy or caramel. You got to choose, you know? But what was I supposed to do? I had the most trouble walking, and I'd be like, trick-or-treat, and I'd hold the pillowcase, and nobody could get the candy in there because I'd just be holding this big, stupid apple in my left hand. But anyway, that was...
I used to have a lady in our neighborhood that would give out pennies. She would give up. She would individually wrap five pennies. And that
five would, pennies.
Yeah,
wrap them in what?
Like cellophane, just and then she would put
saran wrap.
Yeah, saran wrap, and then she would just tie them up, and like so you have five little pennies. Man. I started skipping that house after a couple years.
I never skipped the candy apple lady because it was good. I learned. I think by second grade, I was like, go to that house last.
Oh my god, candy apples and caramel apples are so hard to eat individually, though.
They're horrible.
You kind of have to cut them up.
Yeah, you can't. I would.
Why you need a razor blade.
That's why you need a razor blade.
No. So the candy one is the hardest because your teeth get stuck in it. And I had big bunny teeth. I had buck teeth. Oh my gosh, they'd be just covered in candy and caramel.
I have surveyed my friends with this question: if their kids or anybody does, like, do they go bobbing for apples anymore? I think that kind of stopped after the pandemic, right?
I don't remember seeing anybody do that. We did that in like fifth grade.
You never bobbed. I bobbed for apples, dude. And that, looking back on it.
It's way harder than it looks.
Way harder than it looks. And one of the most disgusting things you could ever do.
Everyone's just slobbering
so
in the water.
Sanitary. Like, there's no way that flies nowadays.
I love that you said disgusting. Yes. It's not even disgusting.
Yes, disgusting.
It's disgusting. Imagine you're putting your mouth in water, and you're a child, so you know there's babas, like there's slobber.
If you're a parent to one of the iPad babies right now, this generation, try to explain to them what we used to do for fun.
Did you ever, 877-730-DCS1, did you ever bob for apples?
And it was so hard to get an apple. It was like mission impossible.
You had to put your whole head in
you
there.
You drowned yourself, you waterboard yourself just to do it.
I just said I had buck teeth. I always got the apple.
Right away. Little rabbit teeth.
My little teeth would just go right in there before I had braces. Yes. I can't believe we would do that.
Who cleared that? You know where I did it? I did it at a church festival, which is even wilder.
Yeah, it was usually at the church.
In the name of the Lord? What are you talking about,
Bob? I mean,
everyone's drinking out of the same wine there, too. So
although we do
that's
have
another
call.
Discussion.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, did you ever bob for apples or do something back in the day that you're like, I can't believe we did? That?
Oh, yes. Bob for apples. Eat mud pies.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot about mud pies.
The mud pies?
Yeah.
I forgot.
What is mud pie? Is it what it sounds like?
You make, yes, yeah, you make yeah. it.
Just get in the mud and make mud pies.
So you just said you ate dirt? Is that what's going on right now?
You had to give it a taste test.
Who didn't? Right?
You know what, Jessica?
You weren't a kid if you weren't kicked outside till the lights came on and you were eating mud pies. I'm sorry.
Talk about it.
Man, at Park Rec, we used to have this one little area where it would just get super muddy because of the sprinkler system, and we'd make mud pies in that one little spot.
It's so fun. It was so fun. And Jessica, just like you said, staying out all day, riding bikes, that was like the best.
Drinking out of the water hose, kids shared drinks. Look, our parents were preparing us for war. It did not matter. Like, unless it was life, limb, or eyesight, your butt didn't come in the front door.
Yeah.
So you had to survive, right? Like, kids nowadays, you bring, like, peanut allergy. Like, you can't have peanut butter at school no more. It's like, I get it. It's an allergy thing. It's a real thing. But at the same time, like, we have bred a bunch of kids that just can't handle life anymore.
At all. And Jessica, it's all our fault. Who's raising the kids? We are. Yeah. We're the problem.
The kids are one thing, but I have adult friends. I have adult friends who are afraid of microplastics. So.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we done came a long way, all right?
Why are you talking about me? Just go ahead and call me out.
And Jessica, you were talking about staying out all night. My grandmother and my aunt used to lock the door. Don't you come in and out of the house.
In or out. In or out.
In or out.
Yeah, in or out. out. Yeah, you're letting the AC out. Yeah. In or out.
In or out.
Letting the AC out. Oh,
at
my
least
God.
You had AC.
But look, all of those adults that are our generation or older that are all freaked out about all the things in the world, look, you already grew up with it happening and it didn't kill you yet. Like,
you're
come
good.
On, y'all.
You're good.
Yeah. Just built our immune systems.
Jessica, yes, thank yes. you. We love you. Thank you for calling. Call back anytime. Bye.
Bye.
What did you used to do as a child that was completely dangerous, but you think it made you stronger? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny is going to perform at the Super Bowl next year, 2026 in February. Hey. Roger Goodell, he is the NFL.
It's Roger Goodell.
Exactly.
Roger Goodell.
Okay, exactly. Roger, our man Roger from the NFL, he was asked during a press conference, are you considering another artist? Kudos to him. He talked about it. We're going to play the audio after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
Mr. Aubrey Graham. Drake celebrating his birthday today.
Woo-woo. Happy birthday, Drake. Own. Yeah, all right. Drake. And that's pretty much it, right? I mean, yes. Does it even matter after that? Okay, so Bad Bunny performing at the Super Bowl has sparked some outrage, which I'm still not understanding.
It happens every year, Dana. If you've been watching football for the past 20, 25 years, somebody's always outraged at who's going to perform at halftime.
True, but this has been a little different. This has been a little different.
No, yeah, because people were upset about Dr. Dre. They're like, oh, you're going to put a hip-hop up there, and then they were upset about Kendrick Lamar. And then there were people that I remember that were like upset about The Who, because they were like, who is that? I didn't know who they
yeah,
were.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what that is, but let's talk about it after we hear from Roger, our guy from the NFL. I was trying to get to that, but thank you, Otto. We're going to get you down off the soapbox. We're going to hear what he had to say when a reporter asked him, so are you considering another artist? Because nobody likes Bad Bunny. Here's his answer.
He's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value. It's carefully thought through. I would say that I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. Pretty hard to do when you have literally hundreds of millions of people that are watching. But we're confident it's going to be a great show. He understands the platform that he's on, and I think it's going to be exciting and a united moment.
Roger, I agree. I think it's going to be a united moment, and it's going to be so exciting. We're going to dance. This is the halftime performance. It's going to make you get up out of your seat and move. And he's, you know, a U.S. citizen. And that's another thing we need to talk about, because people are saying, oh, my gosh, it's so disrespectful. No, The Weeknd's from
Nobody
Canada.
Nobody complained when U2 performed. Nobody complained about Paul McCartney.
Oh,
how
yeah.
about that?
Well, The Weeknd.
Shania Twain, isn't she Canadian?
Yes. Yes.
Rihanna, she's from the islands. Shakira, she's from South America.
I believe you said something about The Who. Before
Who,
Roger?
Yeah, they're from across the pond. At that point, that's when Jay-Z took over, was because I think there was becoming a disconnect from what was the audience of the NFL and what people thought should be in the halftime. And I think Jay-Z's done a pretty good job since then.
I think he's done a really good job.
He's picked a lot of different kinds of music and what is popular right now.
And for as long as we've been having these performers right back to like all the way back to like Michael Jackson, I think everyone has their own opinion of who they think should be it. I really wanted to see Metallica. I didn't even know Bad Bunny was in the conversation. I just felt since it's back in the Bay, Metallica's from the Bay, that's who I wanted to see. But I'm equally excited to see Bad Bunny. He's an amazing performer. It's going to be a great experience. And I'm very excited for this.
I don't know if people remember, but Bad Bunny performed at the halftime show with Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
That's right. Yeah. So you know what? When Anthony just said that, though, about wanting to see Metallica there, I get it, because when they chose Kendrick, I wanted Lil Wayne because it was in New Orleans.
Yeah, this is
normal. I felt the same way. Even though Kendrick did a great job and I was very happy, I still wanted Lil Wayne because I'm like, what are we doing here?
Here's one part of my theory is that the NFL also equally loves the hate talk as much as they do the, oh, we love this talk.
Because we're talking.
Because we're talking about it regardless. Yeah.
And you have, what did he say? Now you have 3.5 months to learn Spanish. Aprendan Español. All right. Are you excited about the Bad Bunny show? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It wasn't just your Facebook or your Instagram or your TikTok or your Snapchat that was going haywire after the Amazon Web Services outage. It was earlier this week. Smart beds were flipping out too.
Oh,
so these smart beds are connected to all these different apps, right? So the beds were at 110 temperature. And then they were flipping people out of their beds onto the ground.
Oh my God. So because of the power outage.
Yes, because of the power outage. The bed's just flipping folks out. Because if you have one of those beds that sits up or your feet go up, it's all powered by different apps.
Okay, I'm trying to figure. Okay, that's why. All right, I'm trying to figure out how the power outage and the bed are correlated. So these are like smart beds that people have.
Smart beds, stupid beds is what they are.
Talk about waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
So I would immediately think, is there a demon amongst us? What is he? I need an exorcism right now.
Imagine being asleep and it's 110 in your bed. And then you have like the immersive sound going crazy because the app's flipping out, and then it throws you out of bed. You would think, I'm in The Exorcist right now.
I don't know. Don't you guys sleep at 110 degrees anyway?
No. Or
what is it? Which air conditioner? Is that just like 96?
78.
Well, it's not that far.
It's too far.
You guys were prepared for the smart bed apocalypse.
All these years of training, David.
We're ready for it.
I would be so insulted if my bed got up and just like threw me out of bed. Like, oh, you're annoyed at me too? All right, fine.
I would be frightened to death. You know, when you said the immersive sounds, Otto, we always go to sleep. I always say, Alexa, play thunderstorm sounds. And then they, it's nice. No, you've got volcanic action going. Exactly. And then it's just the heat alone. Like, you start waking up, like, what is going on?
Did you say volcanic immersive sounds?
Well, I don't even know, because people said they were scared. Yeah. People reporting this said that the sounds were going so crazy in their room.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's what scared me as much as sleep paralysis does, but that's up there, dude.
What would you do, Anthony? You're in bed and your bed throws you out.
First of all,
come on.
Call me a part of the 1900s, but I ain't buying no smart bed. Why do I need a smart bed?
Thank you.
That doesn't make any sense. I also don't understand smart refrigerators either. I don't need my refrigerator being smarter than me.
Well, Otto and I have a smart refrigerator.
Oh, you guys have a smart
refrigerator? We do have a smart refrigerator.
Wait till it starts throwing out food.
No, she's got a backup.
You can go to manual mode.
You
can
go to manual mode.
Have to be on the internet. Yeah,
yeah, she doesn't always have to be smart. She can go back to the 1900s, as you just said it.
It feels a little sketch to me. Kind of like old Beauty and the Beast, like when all the appliances were talking.
It kind of is. Do you remember that in the movie Beauty and the Beast? Oh my gosh. Otto, do you remember us trying to set up that refrigerator?
Yes.
Oh no.
We had an outage of our brains during that time.
We had to call technical support to come in because
we couldn't set up a refrigerator. Do you know how embarrassing that is to be like, hey guys, we can't start the refrigerator.
Our ice machine wouldn't work and we did everything. And the guy came in and he said, he looked underneath the refrigerator. You just had to turn on the water. I was so embarrassed. Anyway.
I spent 3 days trying to figure out the ice maker.
Before we finally had to call technical support.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.